time we spoke about the difference and the basic distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. We pointed out that there's a statement of the Yerushalmi, a startling statement of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi seems to be mashma that there is an Isser even by something called a Kli Rishon. Come to me after that, I have to fix it. By something called a Kli Rishon. And the Yerushalmi is very unclear what he means. The Yerushalmi says there's a gzeir derabanan when it comes to Kli Rishon because the or was mahalich tachtov. Since that original receptacle, that original Kli, was sitting on the fire, so therefore, Rabosai, therefore the Yerushalmi says it's still going to be usher. But the Yerushalmi uses what phrase? How is it usher, Ezra? It's usher mitam gzeira. It's only rabbinically usher. So it sounds like, according to Yerushalmi, there's something mechudash. Not only that the Kli Rishon is usher, but it's only usher rabbinic. Why should that be? So we had a machloikis. I'm going through it quickly, Rabosai, because look back in the notes from last time. We had a machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Shach. I'll leave it to the Hilchasa, which is the first practical implication. Legabe, the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Zok, the Magen Avraham, when the Yerushalmi uses the word gzeira, that says what? That obviously the Yerushalmi is talking about a situation where it's not yad. Soletis, bo. And the Magen Avraham understood the Yerushalmi is saying Yad Soletis with a Samech. Why am I stressing how he spelled Soletis with a Samech? As opposed to the Shach in the second that we're going to talk about that says Yad Sholetis. Excellent. Beautiful, Yosef Rebosai. So comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says that the Yerushalmi is not talking about a situation where it hits Yad Soletis. This thing is 98 degrees, not even close to 113, not even 120, not any of it something high. It's pachos miyad soletis. And afal pichin, what's the Yerushalmi saying? Afal pichin, the Yerushalmi saying, it's awesome, the Rabbanu, for you to put anything in that Kli Rishon. If this Magen Avraham is right, you guys realize what the ramifications are. You have a Kli that was once sitting on the fire. Even though it didn't sit on the fire for enough time to really get hot, awesome. Kli Rishon, throw that thing out of the kitchen because that is Aser Midrabon. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and Sivan Shin Yurches and Paskins against the Magen Avraham, right? Because the Mishnah Berurah says if something is under Yad Soletis, fundamentally, at least when it comes to, right, whenever it comes to Hilchos Bishol, if it's under Yad Soletis, what's the halacha? No Bishol. So therefore, this Isser Midrabanan of Yad Soletis, of Pachos Miyad Soletis, is not true. So if so, how's the Mishnah Berurah understanding the Yerushalmi? What did the Yerushalmi mean? Comes along the Shach in Siman Kuf Hey, not dealing with Hilchos Shabbos, but dealing with the other aspects of the Shirim that we're learning. Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Hilchos Kashrus. Comes along the Shach, quoting from the comes along the Shach, arguing with the Marshal in Siman Kuf Hey, Sif Katan Hey. Says you misunderstood the whole Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is not talking about Ein Hayad Soletis Bo. Yerushalmi is talking about where it's piping hot, where it's Ein Hayad Soletis Bo. Ein Hayad Soletis Bo means I can't control my hand on top of that. Why can't I control my hand on top of that Iram? What's the problem that I can't control my hand on top of that? Because that thing is hot. Scolding. That thing's hot. It's not scolding, because that's going to be the next the that we're talking about. Yeah. That's the psak of who?
From
the Chayei Adam. So, we'll talk about the scolding in a second. Zook knows exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. But the Shach says, you totally misunderstood the Yerushalmi, and really the Yerushalmi is talking about where Ena Yad Soletis Bo, but if anything's under Yad Soletis, there's nothing to talk about. Rabbi say, what's the obvious question? If it's Ena Yad Soletis Bo, that means it's piping hot. So then what's the obvious question? And we're talking about a Kli Rishon. So why did the Yerushalmi say what? Gzeira. Why did the Yerushalmi say it's only Derabanan? Zok. The Yerushalmi, the answer is Pashut. If you're not on the fire, and you're a Kli Rishon that's sitting off the fire was taken off, then says the Yerushalmi, you never violated what? Minatayra? You never violated Bishol. You only violated Bishol Midrabanan, which have tremendous nafkaminos. Rabbi, then we ask the question, do we paskin like this Yerushalmi? Once a person accepts the Shach, which the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah is siding against the Magen Avraham. So now we have a fundamental question. We have one question to ask ourselves. We know that under Yad Soletis Bo, there's nothing to talk about. Under Yad Soletis Bo, you don't violate Bishol. Now we just have to figure out for ourselves what
Do we pass like the Bavli? Do we pass like the Yerushalmi? Does the Bavli agree to these Yerushalmi? So we proved last time that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi in a few different scenarios. Does anyone remember where?
Shabbos.
What?
Shabbos.
Why? Because the Bavli talks about a gzeira of toldas achama. But if an item, a receptacle, laundry outside, whatever it is, that are burning, piping hot, dud shemesh, whatever it is, things that are receptacles from the sun, the Gemara says it's not aser midoraisa, because even bishul b'chama, even if you would cook an egg in the sun, what does the Gemara paskin if you cook something in the sun? What does the Gemara say?
Mutar.
The Gemara says straight up chama is totally mutar. But zok the Gemara told us achama, where it's one step removed. So then it's asur. Ribbono shel olam, I don't understand. Bishul b'chama, if it's straight up in the sun with the source itself, the Gemara says mutar. Now if you move one step away from it, it's going to be less severe. It's going to be more severe. Somebody explain to me the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Chesamid Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Beferish. It's a gzera. Atu what?
I think it's called.
Toldas ha'or. Something in a situation where you have a receptacle that got hot from where? Not from the sun, but got hot from the fire. Then that's obviously something that's not debatable, right? So therefore, we made a gzera of receptacles, toldos to toldos, that just like a toldos ha'or is aser, and we want to make sure that people don't confuse that. So even though bishul b'chama straight up, heating up an egg in the sun would have been mutter, but since you went to one externally removed, one stage removed, a receptacle, we'll get back to this gemara when we talk about microwaves. So therefore, the gemara says we make a gzera of toldos ha'chama atu toldos ha'or. Therefore, we concluded from this Gemara Bavli, Zok the Ran, that the Bavli paskins la halacha, no, that if a kli rishon is off the fire, is it bishul d'oraisa or bishul d'rabbanon? Bishul d'oraisa. You don't make gzeris, the other gzeris d'rabbanon. Avada, this is a bishul d'oraisa of a feirish Gemara. And the Gemara says in another case that if you roll an egg next to a mecham b'feirish, chayiv chatos. You're not chayiv chatos based on isurim d'rabbanon. B'feirish Gemara is Gemara after Gemara that says what? That bishul is d'oraisa. I left off this last Gemara, and this is where we're starting from fresh. The Gemara says as follows: this is the Buster V'Chalav Chelek, this is for Yuzuk, and not the Shabbos Chelek, but it's going to have ramifications on what we're saying for Shabbos. You have to learn all these halachos in order to navigate all the halachos of Bishul. The Gemara talks about this, and the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, referring to the Mishnah back on Chulin Kuf Beis. The Gemara says as follows: we're going to have to learn these halachos. I don't know when we're going to have time to. Amir Tzashem in July, we'll learn this sugya when we have time. There's so much for us to learn in these halachas. June's man, Amir Tzashem, I'm ready. You tell me when. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not allowed to be ole al shulchan echad milchiks and fleishiks. What simon is it in your day? Simon pei tes. Simon pei tes. Some pay attention to your day, but it's a sugya, it's a perek, and everyone who came late, just make sure that I fix the zachim. Or just speak the next. But, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't be oilal shulchan achin echad milchuzik and fleishik. Those of you that are married will find that there's a common denominator between the harchokos, that you, when your wife's in nida, you're not allowed to eat normally with your wife. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida talks about you have to make special hekerim, that you don't end up eating from each other, which could, chas v'shalom, lead to a lightheadedness, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch uses all the same halachos that are applicable to a person eating milchiks and fleishiks at a table. You have to put a reminder, put a heker, that the person, can I have a little bit of that french fry, and you have a little bit of this yogurt, right, and you're going to have milchiks and fleishiks. So that's all based on this Mishnah, that's based on that siman in Shulchan Aruch, and all the same hekerim, all the same halachos that apply to one carry over to the other, both two halakim in Yeridea, but have the common denominator. So the Shulchan Aruch says...
Any kind of table, or does it matter what kind of service it is?
Any kind of table, but you have to have, the Taz writes, you have to have something that's raised, that's abnormally there, meaning something that's usually there. If you have a pitcher there that's always there, so that's not going to be a reminder. But if you have something that's not usually there, so as long as it's recognizable, placemats also, as long as it's recognizable, as long as it's not usual, so then the poskim say that's a mutter.
What about breaking the tablecloth? Let's just say on Shabbos, you want to have a cup of coffee, but your Shabbos tablecloth...
You're talking milchus and fleishiks.
Yeah. using for meat. So you're allowed to raise your tablecloth, like, let's just say half the table is on the tablecloth.
And she's going to eat fleishigs to the other side.
Fleishigs on the tablecloth, and can you eat the milk that's on the non-tablecloth?
So I would, like, bunch it up, and that would be, I think that's a good reminder. Yeah. It's something abnormal that you don't usually do, and that'll be a good reminder. I think so, yeah. But your kitchen table, you usually have a... you only have one table. Right here. No, because usually, I'm saying from my kitchen, we have the round table. Right. Spades table, exactly. Chevra, so what were we talking about here? Oh, loyal al shulchan echad. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so the Gemara says, you can't have milks and fleishiks and milchiks on the same table. Zok the Gemara, why? The Gemara says, and it's talking, the Mishnah was talking about chicken and milk. So Gemara says, it must be that this Mishnah holds cooking chicken and milk is an Isser de'oraisa. Why? Because you're making a gzera that I can't even eat, right? I can't even eat next to someone that's having chicken next to someone that's having milk, right? A gzera that it's going to be something de'oraisa, right? We don't make gzera l'gzeras. So if basar oaf with chalav, if chicken with chalav, which by the way, Rabosai, we paskin, is only derabonon, so then why are you making a gzera that I can't have chicken and milk at the same table? We don't make gzera l'gzeras, we only make gzeras al t'doraisas, right? So therefore, zok the Gemara in Kuvdalad Mabez in Yoredeya, in Chulin, right? Avada, the Gemara is holding like the Tana, then there's some Tana in that paskin like this, and some Rishayin in that Paschal like this, one of the Taisus and the Chulin has quote some Rishayin in that Paschal like this, that what? Obviously, Basar Oaf with Chalav, chicken with milk, is De'oraisa. Right? Good. And then the Gemara goes on to ask, and that's relevant for our conversation right now. Gemara goes on to ask, whoa, and I'm sure this was what was bothering Zook and Morty in a second, but even if it's meat, what De'oraisa is there? Again, Rabosai, basar v'chalav is only a problem in Midoraisa if what? What did the Pasuk say in this week's Parsha? What did the Pasuk say? Lo sevashel gdi b'chalev imo, right?
Chickens don't have mother's milk.
Okay, that's true. But the Gemara doesn't say that's a problem. That's true. But according to that Tana, that's obviously not a problem. You don't need to fit into that.
Usually you're not using the same...
But Rabosai, it has to be cooking together. And what happens when I'm sitting at a table... And Zook is eating milk. He's having a bowl of cereal. And I'm having a...
Brisket
sandwich. Right? Is there any d'oraisa on the table? No pun intended? No. So what's the Gemara making zeros of lo yala al shulchan echad? What's going to happen? What's the worst thing? Frek the Gemara, saif, have a klisheni. I'm eating on my plate. He's eating on his plate. What's the possible chash over here that's d'oraisa that we're making gzeiras? Midrabanan, you're not allowed to sit at the table with another guy who's eating the opposite type of food. Good kasha? Great kasha. Zok de gemara, no. This is happening in the summer months. It's when the wives went to the bungalow and the guys are eating dinner, their leftovers, right? And it's Hamish. We're not putting things onto a plate. We're eating straight out of the pots. And therefore, the Gemara says, Dagzera, that's what? You're eating out of the Ilfis Rishon. You're eating out of the Kli Rishon straight up from the pot. I took the soup, and I took it off the fire, and now I'm not. Am I going to put it into a bowl? Come on, my wife's in the bungalow. Why am I going to put it in the bowl? I'm going to have to wash dishes? That's crazy. I'm going to eat it straight out of what? Out of the pot. And I'm going to use the ladle as my soup spoon. I'm going to go all out, Rabosai. Now's my time to shine. Says the Gemara, that's the gzera. Rabbi said, that's the gzera.
What's the claim?
You're eating the chicken soup, or you're eating, sorry, the flesh, the meat soup. What's a good meat soup?
Chicken.
Huh?
Chicken soup.
Is there really basar in there? You're eating the cholent out of the crock pot. Okay?
Kibbeh soup.
Good? Or kibbeh soup.
That's Syrian soup. Go to Hot Dish God's, one of the soup.
I love kibbeh, but I don't hold that in the soup. Why is that an issue? Why is it not an issue? Rabbi Isai, what do you see clear from this Gemara, Rabbi Isai? What do you see clear from this Gemara? What do you see clear from this Gemara?
It's D'oraisa.
What's D'oraisa?
Kli Rishon not on fire.
Kli Rishon Shalom Gabi Asia's not on the fire is still D'oraisa.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is?
Point, I like that.
This is a Mishnah.
We're explaining a Mishnah right now. Yerushalmi has to subscribe to Mishnayos. We just upshlug the Yerushalmi from this Gemara.
What are we going to say? Comes along Rav Vosner and his Tshuva Shevet Alevi. And his Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Ches. Comes along Rav Vosner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lebracha, known in Bnei Brak as the Pesek Hador. Rav Vosner. Talmidei Chazanish. Dr. Vosner, that you must say, according to the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi holds that Bishul for Basar V'Cholov and Bishul for Shabbos have two different definitions of Bishul. Just because the Yerushalmi is saying that a supat, Shalo al Gabi Ha'esh, is not going to transgress Hilchos Shabbos violation of Bishul, however, it could be, says Rav Vosner, that the Yerushalmi will hold and will agree that when it comes to the halacha in this past week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, of Lo Tevashel Gdi B'Chalav Imo, that you shouldn't cook milk and meat together, the standards for Bishul are different. And Rabosai, this is part of the reason why I wanted to introduce this Yerushalmi, not only because it was connected to last week's shir, is because this is one of the fundamental questions that we have to discuss, even though Andy and Zook didn't even realize that this was one of the ramifications of their Nemachloikas and what we should learn. Are the Hilchos Bishul that we find in Hilchos Shabbos parallel and the same exact thing as the Hilchos Bishul and the definition of Bishul for Hilchos Kashrus and Hilchos Basar V'Chol? Maybe not. And maybe that's the way the Yerushalmi will get out of this. And that's one of the discussions that the Achronim, the Gilyon Marsha, the Pischei Tshuva, the Prima Gadim, all discuss the following Shaila in the first Pischei Tshuva, one of the first Pischei Tshuvas in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov. We know we're going to have to learn the details, we have to learn about it, what the standard is, but there is this concept called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul in Hilchos Shabbos. Once something is cooked, you can't recook it. Rabosai, don't paskin la'alacha just based on that phrase. There's a lot more details that we have to learn about. But there is this phrase. Does that necessarily carry over to Hilchos Basar V'Cholov? Do you say once something was cooked already, so then I'm not going to have it recooked and it's not going to be a problem? Do you say that everything you say in Hilchos Shabbos is also going to be parallel in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov? Maybe, maybe not. Why would one argue maybe not? Comes along some of the Achronim and they say, because when it comes to Shabbos, the issue is the malacha, the action that you're doing. And it could be that for the action and the transgression that you're doing, the maisa bishul, the actual activity of cooking, is what's essential. That's the nature of malachos in Hilchos Shabbos. It could be that when it comes to Basar V'Cholov, I don't care about the actual action of bishul. That's not the problem. What's the problem when it comes to Basar V'Cholov? Is it the actual action? Or is it the formation of a cheeseburger? One could say that no, it's to have the taruvas, to create a mixture, and bishul is what's necessary in order to create it to really be mixed, but to form and forge a bond between the milk and meat. So maybe one could argue, like Rav Vosner saying, the standard for a real maisa bishul and Hilchos Shabbos, a transgression of bishul and Hilchos Shabbos, needs fire. However, the Yerushalmi will agree that when it comes to what? When it comes to Basar V'Cholov, at the end of the day, you had the heat source, you had that thing that's piping hot, even though it's not on the fire, maybe it's still sufficient that it will create Basar V'Cholov, just like we have this constant question in Hilchos Kashrus / Hilchos Shabbos, is there a parallel between Hilchos Bishul in Kashrus and Hilchos Shabbos? Maybe, maybe not. And with this, Rabosa, I'll take second questions in a second. With this, this gets us to our next part of our shir, which we need the background of that Gemara, and we need the background of this Yerushalmi. Once la'alacha, we're not going to accept the Yerushalmi, and we paskin la'alacha, mid de'oraisa. If you have a kli rishon shelo agabei ha'esh, it's still going to be de'oraisa. So then the fundamental question is, what's the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? Why did the Gemara say in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Mem Amud Beis that klisheni einu mavasha on a level of deoraisa? What's the difference? Zok zok, Tosfos in Shabbos and Daf Mem Amud Beis says, I'll tell you why. And Tosfos says something very unclear. Does anyone have a Shabbos for me here? Okay, I'll say it outside. Tosfos says there's a difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni, because a Kli Rishon that was Al Gabi HaEsh is Dofanosov Mechamamos. The walls of the pot are hot. Right? Then Tosfos goes on, which you don't have by the Kli Sheni. Right? And then in the end, the last line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, because a Kli Sheni is Dofanosov Mikaros. So again, let's figure out what we have. You have hot water, yatsu lettuce. Kli Sheni could be very hot water. It could be piping hot water, right? It could be very hot water. It could be past yatsu lettuce. Excellent. Good, Mickey. I'm getting there. It could be past yatsu lettuce, right? We pointed out last week that the Chayodim has a Chumrah based on the Yerushalmi and the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser, that if you're in a Kli Sheni and you're very, very piping hot, that's what Mickey's pointing out now, your Yad Nichves Bo, it's scalding hot, so then even in a Kli Shlishi, even in a Kli Revi, even in a Kli Chamishi, no matter how many Kalim you get to, if it's Mamish, Mamish, Mamish hot, so then the Mishter Brura quotes the Chai Adam that you will still have Kli Bishel even in further Kalim, and you can't get around Bishel. So we're obviously talking about something that's Yad Tzeledes, not Yad Nechves, if you're going to follow the Mishter Brura's Psak, to Paskin like the Chaye Adam. Chazanish was not Choshesh for the Chaye Adam's Psak, and he thought that it was that the Mishter Brura, that the Chaye Adam's a Chumrah. It's not necessarily what we have in Halachos, Legabe Meiser, and for Kfiyas, for Meiser, doesn't necessarily carry over to be Hilchos Bishol, and therefore the Chazanish disagreed with the Mishter Brura that he didn't think the Chaye Adam applied to Hilchos Shabbos. But be that as it may. So you could have something that's hot, that's past the Yotz HaLetis, and be in a Kli Sheni and Zoktaisis, but the walls are not hot. Why? Why are they not hot? Because they weren't on the fire. But then Tosfos has a weird lashon at the end. Tosfos says, Vidofanosov Mikaros. And the Dofanosov are actually cooling it off. So Moshe Lifshitz at the end of last year asked me, what happens? And I got this year, someone on the other side of town, one of the rabbanim on the other side of town, and where I live, asked me this question from one of his Baal Batim, and I thought it was Machloikas to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Nor Sameach. Basically, how do you read this thesis? And that's going to be important for the Nakuda we're about to say, which is going to have tremendous Nafkaminas Lalach. Tosfos really has two implications. On the one hand, Tosfos says, in order for Bishul to occur, you need what? Not only hot water, but you need what, Bardesh? Dofanosov Mechamamos. The walls, the surroundings have to get involved. They have to feel your heat, right? On the other hand, Tosfos in the end says that as long as it's not dafanos of Mekaros, as long as the walls are not cooling it off, so then what? It's not going to be Bishul. What happens if you have something right in between? What happens if you have a Kli Sheni that will not cool off the water? It will retain its heat, but it's not heating the water. Can you have such a situation? Rabbi Sablovsky told me, it's relevant, I'm not saying we paskin like this, and the pashas is that our minhag in our yeshivas, we don't paskin like this, but Rabbi Belsky, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh L'Vracha, or the Poskei Ador, who was just nifter 2 weeks ago, from Brooklyn, I'm sure Ezra, you've heard of him a lot, Poskei of the OU, and really a tremendous goyin that we lost, unfortunately, in all areas of the world. Astrology, and I can tell you Meissen that I've heard, you know, about his bekiyas in science, and halacha, and a tzaddik also. He thought that styrofoam cups fall into this category, that you don't have the dofanos of mechamamos, but you also don't have the dofanos of mekaros. So if you would accept that chumrah, it would mean that a styrofoam cup is not a Kli Sheni. And you can't rely on the cool of Kli Sheni and a styrofoam cup. The minhag in our yeshiva is not to accept such a chumrah. But it's a fascinating, the reason I'm bringing that out is because it's a fascinating chakira for the following idea. And I'll tell you why one would lean to say that maybe there is a tzad to be machmir, maybe styrofoam cup is not necessarily the best example of this. But if you have a matzav where it's not dofanos and mekaros, but it's not Dofanos and Mechamamos, maybe it would still be a problem, and you don't need Dofanos and Mechamamos in order to be something that's violating Bishul. You could still have Bishul, and it's not considered, and having the cool of Kli Sheni, as long as it's not what? Dofanos and Mekaros. Why do I say this, Rabosai? By the way, just B'maimer HaMuzger, I think that this machloikis relates to a machloikis, the Or Sameach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in a Sefer Ma'oris HaShabbos, Ma'or HaShabbos, Legabe, how to understand the nature of klisheni. Is it that you need Dofanos of Makaros, or is it that no, the walls have to partake in the bishul, and if you don't have the walls partake in the bishul, so then you're missing one of the fundamental elements, and you just have hot water, Zok the Or Sameach, that's not sufficient to create bishul. You can't just have water, you also need the Dofanos to partake in the bishul. I could show you inside what I'm referring to in terms of the Yomachlok Zor Sameach and Rosh Shomo Zaman. Rabosai, here's where it comes to be a major nafkamin al Allah. Comes along the Maharshal of Shlomo Luria, and he says the following. Everything that we've been saying, that there's a distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni, listen to this, Rabosai, this is going to have tremendous nafkamin al Allah. All applies to what?
Liquids?
To liquids. However, comes along the Maharshal, and the Maharshal says that what? When it comes, let's see if you get this one, Ezra.
Yes.
Solid?
Which solid? What am I talking about?
Egg.
No, it's talking about something that has like chicken.
Come on, that's a
burger.
When it comes to
a burger,
thanks, Morty. Chevra, when it comes to a burger, he wasn't even looking. I know. When it comes to
circle with the thing,
yeah, with the black marks. You know what I'm talking about?
It was red.
Yeah. When it comes, you eat it. Well, that's rare.
What?
You like it rare?
No, I'm saying you're going.
Oh yeah.
I don't eat rare. It's not kosher.
That's my life. Yeah, my father-in-law, Mamish, like he loves his steak rare. So when I got married, I was just like. He mama gave me a steak and it was like bleeding. And I'm like, you sure you shefted that? Like, that's like, Namish, I like things much more cooked. But, Chevra, Zokta Marshal, that's all when it comes to liquid. When it comes to, listen to this terminology, a dover gush, a solid item that is not considered a liquid, Zokta Marshal, afilu b'kli sheni, afilu b'kli shishi, afilu b'kli revi, the nature of the item retains its heat inside the item, and therefore, Zokta Maharshal, you could have bishul in no matter how many kelim you want, Shemi Savitsky, no matter how many kelim you switch it for, how many dishes you have, I don't care what you have, Zokta Maharshal, bishul is still capable, and you could potentially have that issue. Dover gush. A gush. I could throw it at you. A gush. Zokta Maharshal and the Magen Avraham, in the end, the last Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Yud Ches, paskins like this Maharshal, lehalacha. We're going to have to hear some ramifications, Rabbi Yisai, of this halacha. But I just want to point out, Rabbi Yisai, Iram, what do you see from this Maharshal? Iram. Iram, what do you see from this Maharshal? He's catching on. What do you see from this Maharshal? Max Harvey, what do you say? Maharshal says everything that the chiluk that the Gemara is making between Kli Rishon ain't a Mavash, Kli Shein ain't a Mavasho, but Kli Rishon is Mavasho, right? Because we're off with the Yerushalmi. We don't accept the Yerushalmi. We hold Kli Rishon Shalal Gabi H could be Bishul Deoraisa, and you better be careful with your hot pot of soup off the fire, even though it's not on the fire anymore, because I don't accept the Yerushalmi. But we asked, if we don't accept the Yerushalmi and the distinction, Minat Torah is not about Eish and not Eish, so what is the distinction? Zok Toysis, the distinction is Zok, between Dofanosov, right? But it comes along the Maharshal, and the Maharshal says that's all very nice when it comes to liquids. But when it comes to salad, the salad is retained in the item, in the solid item, and therefore it could be hot. And therefore, Wabosa, what do you see from the Maharshal? What did the Maharshal hold? Legabe my suffix between the Or Sameach and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. How to understand Pshat and Tosis. What's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? Clearly the Maharshal was not concerned that you need what? To create Bishol? Dofanosov Mechamamos. Clearly you don't need that. Clearly you don't need Dofanosov Mechamamos. And that's very relevant. At least the Maharshal saying maybe Dofanosov, unless the Maharshal said Dofanosov Mechamamos versus Mechamamos is only necessary by liquids. But clearly you don't need Dofanosov when it comes to a Dover Gush, even if it's a Klisheni or Klishlishi. Rabbi Isai, let's just, for just practical information, we're not giving Psak Halacha yet in different cases, but let me just, who here has a Supi Cholon? Who here has a Gushi Cholon? Let's say, theoretically, I would never do this, but let's say I would want to take the cholent and I would throw it at you. Right? Anyone have cholent like that? I have cholent like that. Anyone have cholent like that that I could throw at you? It's geschmack. It's good cholent. Soupy cholent. Like, the different time, different tastes. So, Rabbeisa, I want to know the following halacha. You're eating at Schwartz's house, you have a gushy cholent. Okay? Not a cholent from Gush. A gushy cholent, the Marshal. You have a gushy cholent, okay? Gushy cholent, if you have an Eretz Yisrael cholent, it's basically it's just like big potatoes. That's like, you know. You have a gushy cholent, okay? And now, my brother loves... Nice. Loves mixing coleslaw into his gushy cholent. Into his gushy cholent, Rabbi Sai.
It's also a matter of the place.
If it's gushy, Ezra! Of course it doesn't matter if it's on the plate! Zook, tell him! Yell at him! No, the plate doesn't matter. The hell! The marshal! Oh, it doesn't matter.
Go back on the tape. It says that it doesn't matter.
I want to go back on the tape.
Chevra, this is going to hop major nafkuminos. I have another question for you. Avi Steinberg, I have a question for you as follows. You have a burger. You're serving burgers. Okay? How do you have burgers? You have leftover burgers. You came to the shir in 3 months from now that figured out how you could put things back on the blech on Shabbos. Not so push it. You somehow reheated the item Shabbos morning. And you have old burger. You have burgers that are now heated up. And I want to put ketchup on that burger. Or you know what? Forget a burger. I have a nice piece of meat. A nice hot piece of meat that I want to put ketchup on. No? So, based on shir right now, Rabosai, based on what we're saying from the Marashal, we're up the creek. We have a big problem. But Rav Maish is going to save us in a second. Rav Maish is going to save us that he's going to say ketchup on top of a piece of steak, ketchup on top of a burger. Although Zook is right, that it should, in theory, be a violation according to this Marashal. And the Magen Avraham saying we paskin like this Marashal. But we'll see why you have the ability to save it. But in the case of coleslaw, and you have coleslaw on a hot thing, we're both saying, think about this, not just coleslaw and cholent, even if you're not like my brother, but a lot of times you serve salad first, you serve salad first, or you have all these different things that have never been cooked, and now you're going to mix them with a hot dover gush, or you're going to be next to a hot dover gush. That could be mavashal the item. That if it's really piping hot, it's over yad saletis bowl, that could be a serious problem. That's something to keep in mind. Now, did everyone paskin like this marshal? No. The Ramon Yerideya clearly said that even a dover gush, if it's in a klisheni, the regular halachas of klisheni do not apply. So therefore, if you're at someone's house, or if someone's not being chayshish for the marshal, they do have other poskim to rely on, and the marshal was machmir on this. It was not accepted according to everyone, which is a limud schus on those people that are not machmir on a dover gush. But for you guys who are in B&P Plus, who are Yerei Shamayim and want to do the right thing, try to be machmir for the marshal. We still have to learn more about the marshal. Rabbeisai, but before I take your questions, I have the following question. Let's go back to that Gemara in Chulin Kuf Dalet, Ezra. Let's go back to that Gemara in Chulin Kuf Dalet. What was the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Dalet saying? Don't go on to the Shulchan. And the Gemara was saying, why can't I bring these two foods onto the Shulchan? What's the big deal? What's the problem? When am I ever going to have an issue d'oraisa? Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara was so stuck that the Gemara had to say against the Yerushalmi, the Gemara had to say the only case that you're going to have bishul d'oraisa if you're in the your wife's in the bungalow colony, you're eating all alone, you're eating straight out of the soup pot with the ladle as your soup. Rabbeisa, I have a very good case according to the Marshal. What's the case according to the Marshal? Nothing Hamish! Nothing about my wife going up to the bungalow. Even tonight when my wife's around. When do I have bishul d'oraisa? When I have a what on my plate? A dover gush. Is that a good kasha, Rabbi Say? Yeah. That's a bomb kasha on the marshal. We upshlug the marshal from where? From the Gemara in Chulin. The marshal is wrong. This chumra makes no sense, Avi, because the Gemara in Chulin says there's no case of bishul unless what? Unless your wife's in the bungalow colony. Unless you're Hamish. Why? I just put a burger on my plate last night. My burger was hot. My steak was hot. There's bishul there. There could be basar v'chalav over there. I can have the issur of Parshas Mishpatim last week. Lo savashal diba chalav imo. Why did the Gemara say the only case is where you're Hamish? Where you're eating out of a soup pot? Where you're eating out of a kli rishon shalog abiyeish? Why do we have to disprove the Yerushalmi from that Gemara? come along a group of Rachrayim and say we misunderstood the Marshal. The Marshal, Rabosayin, is the second Libitzchus on those Achrayim, on those people that are not Machmir on the Marshal on the burger case on Shabbos, because they say the Marshal never meant it Legabe Bishul. The Marshal never meant it Legabe Bishul. This doesn't achieve Bishul. Rabosai, if you look back in your notes from the first year, we pointed out, based on the Shach and the Taz against the Ramah, that when it comes to Hilchos blank, we say Klisheni even creates it. As opposed to Bishul, Klisheni is Einam Avashul, but Klisheni still creates what? Creates
Blios.
Excellent. Meaning, something could become Treif. If you have Chazer sitting in a Klisheni, Zok the Rashba, as quoted by the Shach and Taz, you might still have a Kashrus problem. You might still be Boleya into that Klisheni. And just because you're dealing with a Klisheni, namely maybe your sink or whatever your situation your Klisheni is, Rabosai, right? That depends on the machloikas between the Chazanish and the other Paiskim. Is your sink going to be considered a Klisheni? What is the nature of Klisheni? Is it one step removed from the fire? But we said, even though the Gemara says black on white, Klisheni ain't a mevashel in Ochel Shabbos, but still, says the Rashba, quoted by the Shach and Taz, right? Argued with by the Ramah, the Ramah's makel about this, but he says it still creates absorptions. It still could absorb and create a blia that the item and the kli could be treif. So too, some Achronim want to say, that's all the Marashal was saying also. Avada the Marashal holds Klisheni ain't a mevashel. Avada in Hilchos Bishul, a person is not violating Bishul if he has a burger on top of a plate that's considered a klisheni, that's not in a receptacle that was cooking on the fire. What did the Marshal mean? He meant al derech the Rashba, al derech the Shach and Taz, that were machmer and hilchos blios and hilchos absorption above and beyond hilchos Bishul, Rabosai. Right? So therefore, in hilchos basar v'chalov, what is the criteria that you need? What do you need? Blios, or you need what? You need what, Rabosai? Bishul. How do you know? How do you know that in Basar V'Chalav you need Bishul? It's a very simple answer, Rabosai. How do you know that in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav it's not enough to just be a problem of Blios, but you need a problem of Bishul? Because the Pasuk says, L'Savasha. So both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav you need Bishul. So therefore, if these Achronim are right in understanding the Marshal, so then in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, what's not relevant? The Chiddush of the Marshal. Because we don't care about Blios, we care about Bishul. And if it doesn't accomplish Bishul, so then what? It's not going to be Basar V'Chalav. It's not going to be Basar V'Chalav. So that's one of the terutzim for the Marshal, that the Marshal is not against the Gemara in Chulin. Rabbeisai, but it's not going to help us, Zakt Ezer Stern. Why? Because we have a Magen Avraham that brings it down where? In Hilchos Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham is paskening like the Marshal in Siman Shin Yud Ches in Hilchos Shabbos. If the Magen Avraham is explaining is quoting the Marshal in Hilchos Shabbos, clearly the Magen Avraham voted, and the Magen Avraham assumed that the Marshal is saying a klisheni, a davar gush, a gushy cholent, even on a plate, even on a klisheni, is what? Not only a problem of blios, but a problem of bishul. Because in Hilchos Shabbos we only care about bishul. So if the Magen Avraham is right, and we're quoting the Marshal Lalach, it's a problem of bishul. So what comes back to life? The problem from the Gemara in Chulin. So therefore, comes along the Yad Avram, comes along a bunch of Achronim and say the following. Maybe the Marshal has exceptions to the rule as well. Let's say you have like a thing of meeples. Let's say you have a dover gush, right? A gushy thing. I could throw this at you, Rami, to wake you up. Right? I could throw you a meeple at your face. But it's like sitting in soupy zachen, sitting in gravy, it's sitting in soup. It's a piece of meat, but it's sitting in some liquid entity. So now, I'm not 100% sure, and a lot of cholins you probably have this, right? If you have a soupy cholin, not Schwartz cholin, you have a soupy, you have a soup, you what? All soupy, oh, I'm sorry. So we need a different person. So if you have a soupy cholin, right? So how do you don this dover gush? Do you say, well, in the middle, there's a piping piece of meat that's a gush? Or do you say that, no, since it's surrounded by a liquid entity, so therefore this is more like a dover lach? If it's more like a dover lach, what's important?
The walls.
We go back to Taisis. Deifanoisim mechamas, deifanoisim mekaris. Zok the Yad Avram and says, the Gemara in Chulin was talking about a combination of the two, and therefore the chumra of the Marshal, it was talking about a soup, right? It was talking about a pot. Talking about a liquid entity, and even if you have a dover gush inside, it's not going to make a difference, because why? It's dino k'dadavar lach. And therefore, the chumra of the marshal won't apply. Rabosai, if that Yad Avram is correct, that's going to also have ramifications of where the another kulan, the marshal's chumra, that a person is not going to have to be machmir in situations where you're surrounded by a davar lach on the davar gush. One second, let me just, I don't want to leave you guys off hanging, thinking that you can't put ketchup on your burgers. So again, we learned this chumra of the marshal. We learned the chumra of the chaya adam, that in a klisheni, right, different exceptions to the rule of klisheni. When there's a davar gush, when it's piping hot, but rabosai. We also now have to realize, and with this we're going to start next week, that everything we're talking about is on a level of the oraisa. Came along the Mishnah Brura and changed the world of Hichel Spishel. To the extent that the Chazon Ish wasn't necessarily positive about this, but you find throughout the Gemara that the Gemara says that certain items, salty fish, whatever, different items, Shlomo Zalman writes that eggs is in this category, are easily and very easily cooked. If that's the case, that's what's called an halacha, kale habishel, levashel zakal, kacha umrim, zakal mo'od levashel, it's very easy to cook, right? So therefore, comes along the Mishnah Brura. Because Chazal only gave us a few categories of what's Kalei Abishal, what's not Kalei Abishal, potentially you could transgress in Isser, even in a klisheni, right, if that item is Kalei Abishal. So therefore it's crucial for us to know, well, which items are easy to cook, which items are not easy to cook, right? Comes along the Mishnah Brura and says, we don't know. We don't know which items are Kali Abishal and which items are not Kali Abishal. So therefore, comes along and paskins the Mishnah Brura la'alacha, you can never put anything into a klisheni la'alacha, although you potentially, according to everything we've said, might have accomplished that you're not. Again, obviously this is talking about a raw item that was never cooked. We'll learn the exceptions to this rule when klisheni is going to be helpful. But comes along the Mishnah Brura, if you have a raw item, an item that was never cooked, right? You will never be allowed to put into a klisheni, because although Chazal told us klisheni in a mevashel, but maybe this is one of the exceptions to the rule that it's kale habishel. In addition to the exception to the rule that it might be kale habishel, us not knowing, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tesamid Aleph in Maseches Shabbos writes that there's a rabbinic edict to say that klisheni is mechsek mevashel. So even on a level of derabanan, it still looks like bishel that they told you not to put it in. So that's for a secondary reason that a person cannot put in into a klisheni an item that was not cooked. So however you slice it, Rabosai, although klisheni is helpful for deraisa, although klisheni lemaisa. We now have to ask ourselves a very fundamental question, and with this hopefully we'll talk about next week because we're out of time. So what scenarios can I rely on a klisheni? Once the Mishnah Brura stopped klisheni, lemaisa, once I have to be choshish that everything's kali abishal, once I have to be worried that there's an issue of mechsek and vashal on a klisheni, what items do not apply to a klisheni? I'll give you one item that the Gemara says beferish. Anytime the Gemara says beferish, you can put it into a klisheni, so it's mutter. Rabosai, what was the story on Daf Mem and Beis that we started off with? What did the guy want to heat and he wanted to put it into a bathtub? And the guy and the Rav said oil? Put it into oil. The Feirish in the Gemara, Shemin. Shemin does not have an issue of Bishul in a Klisheni. That clearly is not Kali Abishul. What else is not a problem to put into a Klisheni? Mayim. The Gemara says Befeirish that Mayim, straight up water, is not a problem of Mechsek Avashal or a problem of Kali Abishal. You are allowed to heat up water in a klisheni because it's not from the Kali Abishal, it's not Mechsek Avashal. You can put water into a klisheni. Now, Rabosai, we have to talk about pre-cooked items, items that went through the Bishal process, items that were already cooked, items that gets dissolved into the klisheni. Don't think that because the Mishnah Brura created this category, klisheni is not relevant. Klisheni is extremely relevant. Next year, we're also going to have to discuss what's the nature of ladles? What's the nature of soup? Of challah in the soup that we spoke about last month? What's the nature of that? What's the nature of Eroi, of pouring out of a Kli Rishon? What's the halach with that? Mirtz Hashem, now with all this background, we're going to move on and get all these psakim la'alacha. Cases where the Yerushalmi comes up. Iran, this is for you. Morty, this is for you. Although we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, that fire doesn't make a difference, Chacham Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Yosef writes, that in a situation where you have other snifim lahakel, and we'll talk about his case that he's paskining about in greater details, which is the case, and the Shiloh, the poskim, Rav Meisha discusses, other poskim, Rav Tzipe Zafrank discusses, what happens if you have droplets that are in your cup from the last cup of water, hot water, and now want to pour from the urn onto that droplet? Is that a problem of Bishul? Because those droplets are cool. So now when I'm taking it, I'm filling up a cup of hot water into the cup, right? Technically, I'm being mevashel the little drops on the bottom of the water. Some rabbonim went to the extent to say, you better make sure that every drop in that cup is dry as anything before you're going to put it onto that item, because you're doing eroi from the urn onto those drops into that cup before it hits the surface of the cup. So Rabbi Avadia Yosef said, with a few other sniffim lahakel, since the Yerushalmi says that Bishul only exists al gabia esh, he uses it in tandem and in connection with, in conjunction with other svaras lahakel, he therefore says a person does not have to dry the cup up, does not have to be concerned, and this is very nogea also with ladles. If you have leftover water and liquid on the ladles when you're sticking it back into the Kli Rishon. So Rav Avadia uses that as a sniff lahakel of the Yerushalmi, even though we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Rav Avadia says, since some Rishonim, the Ramban paskin like the Yerushalmi, the Ramban brought it down, it's mashma morti in the Rambam, because the Rambam brings down Kli Rishon shelo gabei esh all the way down in Perek Chav Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, where he's talking about the Derabbanans. Many of the Achronim think that the Rambam and the Ramban paskin like the Yerushalmi. So Zokter Bavadi Yosef, even though the Shulchan Aruch Marana Mechaber didn't paskin like the Yerushalmi, he uses that in a sniff lahakel legabe the Shilos of when you're not going to have Bishul on the fire and you're going to have other sniffim lahakel. Just, I don't want you to be scared that this Shabbos you're not going to be able to put ketchup on your burger, so I'm going to give you the quick answer of Moshe Feinstein on why the burger. And I want to put ketchup.
See how the time
I want to put ketchup onto the burger. Iram, you don't want to put ketchup on your burger? Oh, that's kibbeh. Ketchup onto the kibbeh? Good. Kibbeh could be hot. Kibbeh could be a double gush. With this, I close it both sides. Morty already said it. Gevaldik. Rav Meisha pointed out, if you go through our shir that we gave this morning, Rav Meisha says, the Marshal, is it the Marshal Dover Pashat? Is the Marshal the simplest chumra in the world?
Not even close.
Magen Avraham Paskins like it, it should be given respect, but I would call the Marshal, for instance, I said the Ramah doesn't Paskin like it, right? I would call the Marshal a chumra, right? Zokter Rav Meisha, and this is Rav Meisha Shita, we're going to have to learn about this. Zokter Rav Meisha, keep this in parentheses in your notes, but you'll understand this later. Zokter Rav Meisha, this ketchup, right? This ketchup is liquid or solid?
Liquid.
Liquid. How do you judge whether something is a liquid or a solid? Chazanish says, if you turn it over, the Sukta Chazanish, does it plop or does it slide like a liquid? That's the difference whether or not it pours out like a liquid. So that's the difference whether or not something is Dover Lach or Dover Yavish. Zokta the Meisha Feinstein, and the Chazanish held it as well. Fascinating. When the Gemara, when comes to a Dover Lach, right, are you allowed to be Mevashel something that was pre-cooked when it comes to the Dover Lach? Right? No. Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol B'Dover Lach. Right? We have to learn the details of that. Comes along Rav Meisha, and we'll explain when we get up to this why he said like this, but listen to me now, just accept it. Zokt Rav Meisha, the Chumra, some Rishonim held Ein Bishol Achar Bishol even when it comes to Dover Lach. Even according to us Ashkenazim who say Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol B'Dover Lach, this is not necessarily Nogeda Sfardim, I'm sorry about this, says Rav Meisha, that's only a Chumra Midrabbanan. Minatoira, Meikar Adin, Minatoira, there is no Bishol Achar Bishol even on a liquid that became cooled off. What's his Raya? The Ramah writes that when it comes to a liquid, the shear of whether or not you're allowed to reheat the liquid is not Yad Soledesbo, Pachos Mi Yad Soledesbo. Again, Rabosai, on a level of Deoraisa, if something is Mevashel Mi Deoraisa, you need to know 1 degree. Did it hit what? Yad Soledesbo, right? comes along the Rama and says, if you had a liquid that was prior, that was cooked from prior, previously cooked, Erev Shabbos, it was cooked beforehand, right? And now I want to reheat that liquid. Says the Rama, what's the criteria? What temperature do I have to know whether or not I could reheat that liquid? Zok the Rama, a new phrase. Nitstanein legamre. Did it fully cool off? Where did the Rama get this from? I don't understand. The criteria I've been working with in Hilchos Bishul that we started from last week's shiur is there's one shiur. It's 113 degrees. It's 112 degrees. It's called Yad Seletesbo. If it's Pachos Mi Yad Seletesbo, if it's 109, you better believe it, you got Bishul, and you're Mavashim and Atayra. Suddenly, the Ramah says, I deal with lukewarm. I deal with Nitzdan and Legamre. It didn't become fully cool. Where did he get this from? Zok the Heiliger of Moshe Feinstein, Dukker of Soloveitchik, Zok the Chazanish. Apparently, the Ramah held on a level of Doraisa, a liquid item that was once cooked, cannot what? Be lend itself to? Bishul. Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, even by Dover Lach. Midrabbanon were machmir a chumra that yesh Bishul Acher Bishul bedover Lach, and therefore the new stage, the new level, the new degree is what? Nitzdanin legamri, did it fully cool off? That's where the Ramah got this new shear of cool off or not cool off. If it was a level of the Arisa, if it was a real bona fide Bishul, it was Achra Maisha, then the only shear that you deal with is yes Yatzoletis or ain Yatzoletis. There's no new mirror near measurements. Zokter Maisha, you want ketchup on your burger? I'll give you ketchup on your burger. I'll give you ketchup on your kibbeh. I won't give you ketchup on your kibbeh. I'm sorry. Sfarim is not going to help for it because everything I just mentioned is only in the Ramah. In the Mechaber, it's not true. The Mechaber doesn't say it's not on the Gamre. So the whole Shtikal Torah falls Ligabeshit is a Mechaber. Mechilas the Sfarim here. But the Ashkenazim could still have ketchup on their burger. Why? Zaktam Ramesha, this burger that's a Dover Gush is a Marshal, but it's a Chumrah, correct? Right? This ketchup that was cooked, right, Morty, is also a Chumrah. So, Dr. Maisha, don't combine Chumras. You can have ketchup on your Dover Gush. You can have a Dover Lach that was Nispasha once, and you don't have to combine Chumras onto the Chumrah of the Marshal, onto a Dover Gush. Yashikayach Rabbeisai, we are starting. We are getting into the sugya of Chalipin. We are going to own this Tysis.